Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Mem Hei Yom Aleph 45a, and we are on the top of Daf Mem Hei Yom Aleph. We ended off last time showing that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda as opposed to Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Muktzah. Rabbi Shimon has a very limited view of Muktzah, whereas Rabbi Yehuda has a much more expansive view of Muktzah, and we wanted to explain, says the Gemara, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know this? Hakanami Mistaber de Rav Kerebi Yehuda Sfirle. So we know that Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, and the specific example here we're talking about, if something is Usher or Muktzah for Bein HaShemashah, it's going into Shabbos, then it's going to remain also for the entire Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So we're proving that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So we could see that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know this? Dama Rav, because Rav says, Manicha nera gabe dekel b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to put a burning lamp, a burning candle on a palm tree for Shabbos, but you are not allowed to do it for Yom Tov. The reason why this would be allowed on Shabbos is because since it's muktzah to go anyway, we're not afraid that you're actually going to climb up the tree. Normally, climbing up the tree or dealing with trees in general, there's a gzera, there's an issue because you might come to pull off the tree. There's a kotzer issue, so we wouldn't allow anything like that. But since it's muktzah on Shabbos, because it was usher going into Shabbos, so there's no concern that you're going to go and violate Shabbos and break the branches to go ahead and get it. So that's why it would be allowed. But on Yom Tov, where there is no muktzah, then we would be potentially concerned. So this makes sense if we say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that once something is usher for being hashmashos on Shabbos and it's muktzah for the entire day. That's why there's a distinction between Shabbos and Yantif, because Shabbos where there it would be muktzah and Yantif where it would not be muktzah. That's why it makes sense to have that distinction. But if you're going to say that Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Both times that muktzah would not exist, so it should never be allowed to have the candle on the tree because we're afraid you're going to go up on the tree and then break the branches. So Mali Shabbos, Mali Yantif, what would be the difference? So that's how we know that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara now asks, "V'Rav Rabbi Yehuda Sfirle, is it really true?" Again, another question: is it really true that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda? We have a situation though. "V'Habo Minei V'Rav," because they asked of Rav, "Ma'u Taltule Shraga DeChanuta Mikame Chabari B'Shav." So, Amrulu Shapir Dami. They asked him the question. They asked Rav, "Are you allowed to move a menorah away from where it was so the Chabarim cannot see it on Shabbos?" What's this referring to? So Rashi has two deos. Either it's a people who, if they saw that we lit Hanukkah candles, we get hurt and lose all our money, or it was some time of gzeira where we weren't really allowed to be lighting the menorah. So let's say we lit the menorah when people weren't looking, when the bad guys weren't looking, and then you wanted to move it once Shabbos had already started. So it's a Friday afternoon, you lit the menorah. Now you want to move the candles after they've gone out. You want to, or after they've been yotze enough, so you want to move it inside so that way no one's going to see. Are you allowed to move it? And he said yes. But if Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, so if it was usher going into Shabbos, meaning it was lit going into Shabbos, then you're not allowed to move it. If we hold like Rav Shimon, then you would be allowed to. But Rav is the one who we just said holds like Rav Yehuda, so this should be a problem. So answer the Gemara, no shas al chak shiny. When we have a time of emergency, it's going to be different. As we see, Rav Kana and Rav Ashi said to Rav when he allowed them to move the Hanukkah candles, is this really the halacha? And he said, kidai Rav Shimon lismach alav shas al chak. When we have a Shas Adchak, we can rely on Rabbi Shimon, who again would hold that there is no muktzah issue and you would be allowed to move the menorah inside, and that's why he allows it. But really, generally, Rav would hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Now that we mentioned this narrow view of Rabbi Shimon, we're going to see how far does Rabbi Shimon really take this lack of muktzah. So, bo aminei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, chitim shizran bakarko beitim shetachas tarnagoles mahu. What would Rabbi Shimon hold in terms of muktzah if someone took wheat and planted into the ground, or eggs that were put under a chicken to go and incubate? So what would be the halacha in that situation according to Rabbi Shimon? Would he hold that that's muktzah or not? Muktzah, again, in general, means if something was separated aside for Shabbos. So how far do you have to not have das to use it on Shabbos in order for it to be us, or even according to Rabbi Shimon? So ki vasle Rabbi Shimon muktzah, do we say that when Rabbi Shimon says muktzah is not going to apply, hecha de lo dachye b'yadayim? That's where maybe you didn't go out of your way to specifically actively set it aside from being used. Meaning, if it just, you didn't have in mind to use it, okay, so maybe that wouldn't be muktzah. But if it's a situation where you specifically put it aside, where you're definitely not going to use it on Shabbos, like planting something, then maybe hechadachi biyadayim islay muktzah. Maybe he would hold there would be muktzah in such a situation. Otel maloshna, or maybe he would hold even in that type of situation where you planted it and made it unusable for Shabbos, even there muktzah would not necessarily apply to Rabbi Shimon. So how far do we take this lack of muktzah according to Rabbi Shimon? So Amar Lehi, he said to Reish Lakish, in muktzah to Rabbi Shimon. Nothing is muktzah according to Rabbi Shimon, ela shemen shebaner b'shah shehu dolek, except for oil which is in a candle while it is burning. That is going to be muktzah. Why? However, is the huktzah lemitzvah, so huktzah le'isro. So big machlokas as to what exactly this means, but let's just go with, I guess, the simplest pshah on the ground, the ritva and others, whatever it may be, that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's muktzah when there's two factors going on here. When there's huktzah l'mitzvah, so which means that it's set aside for doing a mitzvah, like lighting the Shabbos candles, and huktzah l'isura, because you're not allowed to touch it. Because if you were to touch it, then it would be an issue of kiboy. You're not allowed to take the oil out of the flame, because that's basically like extinguishing it. So when it's huktzah l'mitzvah, so in huktzah l'isura, when you have both of these factors, then Rabbi Shimon is going to agree that it's going to be a problem of muktzah. So ask the Gemara, though, if we just said, and we're just assuming that you need two elements of muktzah in order to have Rabbi Shimon be muktzah, that means just something which is huktzah l'mitzvah, so just something which is set aside and associated with a mitzvah, that itself is not going to be muktzah. But is this really true? Ask the Gemara. V'leslei huktzah l'mitzvah. So does Rabbi Shimon really not recognize something which is set aside for a mitzvah as muktzah? But we have a brisa, sicha kilchaza. If someone covered a sukkah with decorations and it was properly done, the itra bekramin uvisdinim amitsuyaranin, and he decorated it with colored cloth and other types of linens, vitalabaya, gozuna, farskin, shikadim, rimonim, and he hung in it. Nuts, peaches, almonds, pomegranates, va'arf, parklei, shalanavim, va'atero, shal shibolin, and clusters of grapes, and grains, yeno, shmanu, uslatos, and glass bottles of wine, oil, and fine flour. Usher lehistapik, man, you are not allowed to use these ad motzei yom tov ha'achron, until after Shmini Atzeres. So it's important to know when it comes to Yantav and Shabbos, especially sukkah decorations, these are muktzah, they should not be touched. Vim hisna alehen, and if he made a stipulation about them, hakol afitino, right? We pointed out that only when something is usher going into bein hashmashos the whole time, then it's going to be usher. But if you made a tanai that you're actually going to use them, then maybe it would be allowed. But generally, if you didn't make any sort of tanai, and we actually hold this to halacha, that sukkah decorations are going to be a problem. So if this is true, we see this is something which is huktzah l'mitzvah, so noi sukkah of decorating the sukkah as a mitzvah, and still it's going to be usher because of muktzah. So we see you don't need both elements of muktzah, of iser and mitzvah, just huktzah l'mitzvah, so is going to be a problem. So if this is really the shita of Rabbi Shimon, then this would be against the shita that we said. But now the Gemara has to say, how do we know that this is really Rabbi Shimon? My Rabbi Shimon, how do we know that this is really the shita of Rabbi Shimon? The Tani Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, because it was taught, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein notlin eitzim min ha-sukkah b'yom tov. You're not allowed to detach wood from a hut on a yontif. This is not talking about sukkis, which is ironic because it's a sukkah, but let's say you have a hut. This is what they used to sit in. Let's say you're sitting there on Shavuos and it fell down. If it's up and you would take something, the wood, you would detach the wood while it's up, that's going to be a problem of sofser. That's definitely going to be a problem. But let's say the whole hut fell down and now you want to touch the wood. So are you allowed to do this? Says the Brisa, no, because since it was built during Bein HaShemashos, and it was usher at that time, because it was really muktzah, it was functioning, so now you would not be allowed to touch it. Elam enasa machlat, but you could take from what is close to it. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, in that situation it would be allowed. But then says the Brisa, v'shavim b'sukkis achag b'chag shehi asur. But everyone agrees, even Rabbi Shimon, that during sukkis itself, the sukkah and the wood of the sukkah, that is prohibited v'im hisna le'ah kolofitino. But if you made a tanai on it and said, no, it's not going to be muktzah, then okay, we can go based on that. But what we see from this Brisa is that everyone agrees that the wood of the sukkah is going to be a problem. Huktzah l'mitzvah. So if something is set aside for a mitzvah, that's also going to have the status of muktzah, even though it doesn't have the status of isra also. So just this one element of muktzah is enough for Rabbi Shimon to say that something is muktzah. So how are we going to answer this problem? Because initially we said that you need both elements of isra and mitzvah according to Rabbi Shimon, but now we're proving that just mitzvah would make something usher in terms of muktzah on Shabbos. The Gemara resolves this by clarifying what Rabbi Yochanan initially said. So what did he say? He said, Ke'ein shemen shabaner kamrinan. When we said shemen shabaner, it didn't actually mean that it needed to be huktzah l'mitzvah, so and le'isuro. Rather, it's just something which is similar to oil in the lamp. Ho'il v'huktzah l'mitzvah, so since it was set aside for mitzvah use, huktzah l'isuro, it's set aside only for the duration that it would be usher, which means, according to Rabbi Shimon, once the candles burn out, now you are allowed to move it. That's what really it was talking about, so that's why it's not a problem. And really, huktzah l'mitzvah, so if something is set aside for a mitzvah purpose, that itself would be usher, according to Rabbi Shimon, but it's just for how long it will be, that's based on huktzah l'isuro. It manami, we could see this from another statement, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, im muktzah l'Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon does not hold of muktzah, ela ke'ein shemen shemaner b'shashu doi, except for that which is similar to oil in a Shabbos candle while it is burning, ho'il v'huktzah l'mitzvah, so huktzah l'isuro, once it's set aside for a mitzvah, so the duration that it's going to be usher is how long the isur goes, meaning as long as the candle is still burning. Good. Now that we have the Shita of Rabbi Shimon a little more, we're going to continue to delve into the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Am Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, Ein Muktzah l'Rabbi Shimon ela grogros v'tzimukin bilvat. We have to understand how they used to make dry fruit. So basically, they would gather certain fruit, they would put it on the roof to dry out, and you would put it up there, and basically you would lose das of it, because now you have no intention to go and use it. So there's two major elements that make this muktzah. Number one is that you put it up there yourself, so you basically put it out of your mind, and now it becomes lo chazi. It becomes not usable for a certain time period that you can't really eat it until it would become actually fully dried. So over here, what we're saying is Rabbi Shimon's not holding muktzah except for these dried figs and raisins that you put out to dry for them. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that those are definitely going to be muktzah since they are not able to be consumed. Ask the Gemara, Midi Achrin and Lo, is it really true that he would hold nothing else is going to be muktzah? V'hatani, but we have a brisa. Ha'yo'ochel b'teinim v'hos here. If someone was eating figs and left over some, helen legad lasos men grow gross, and he took them up to the roof to go and make dried figs out of them. Man of v'hos here. If he had extra grapes left over, helen legad lasos men tzimukin, he went up to the roof to make them into grapes. Lo yo'ochel achi yasmin. You're not allowed to eat them unless he designates them for Shabbos use before Shabbos. The same thing will apply regarding peaches and quinces and all other types of fruits. So we see that this is a shita that says that it applies to all fruits, not just these dried figs and raisins. So if this is really the shita of Rabbi Shimon, we are going to have a problem. So we're going to have to see who this is. So Mani, who is the author of this brisa? Ilim Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yehuda umahichadlo dachi biyadayim islay mukta. If in a situation where someone himself is not putting it in a situation where it's going to be mukta, meaning he's not making it unusable on Shabbos with his hands, so in a situation where this person himself is going and putting it on the roof, of course it's going to be mukta, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds its mukta even if you didn't do an action yourself to show that you're not going to use it on Shabbos. So of course in a situation where you did the action yourself on Shabbos, of course it's going to be usher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's definitely not the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, el av Rabbi Shimoni. Rather, this must be the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and we see that the mukta applies to more cases than just the dried figs and raisins. It applies to all different types of fruits. So answers the Gemara, now li'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. So then what's the chiddush? V'ochel et shrichai. We need it because it's a case of food. Because you might have thought, tzakadai tachamina, you might have thought, kevan deka'acha v'azil loli boy hazmana. Since you're eating it, you're in the middle of eating, you take one bite, now you just want to make it dry. So you might think it's all part of the eating process, and you're going to go and eat more when ready, and that's all part of the same kavana. So it's not going to be mukta because you're really thinking that you're going to want to use it. Kamash malan. Therefore, comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, once you brought it up to the roof, even if you thought maybe initially you were going to go and get it, but once you went with your own hands to go and bring it up to the roof, so now you've totally removed it from your das, and it's going to be mukta according to Rabbi Yehuda. So really, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and we're saved from Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon only holds mukta would apply by dried figs and raisins. This is Daf Mem Ham and Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.